to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White and my co-host, Dr. Very important. Dr. Neelam Patwani. And I am so excited. She and I are like, I don't know, we're like simpatico. We're really doing well. It's amazing. And I'm so glad to have her as my co-host. And today's topic is about how to remove negative emotions. So you know that this is going to be good because I know she has got some good things because she's a Reiki master. So I know that she has great things coming. So ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax and add to the conversation if you want to. Comment. Remember to subscribe and to share with your friends. But today you are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. So let's get started. So how are you today, doctor? How is everything over there? Because we're in two different time zones.
Now you can see the big smile on my face. It's amazing. And whenever I'm talking to you, I feel so positive. I get all those positive vibes.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So wonderful to hear that from across the world. From across the world.
Yeah. Okay, now what do you do when you feel negative or when you feel irritated or when you...
You are asking the master, I think, because I go through so many emotions and you know, passion sometimes comes, you know, the passion to heal that or fix that comes through at the same time. So it's like that's really important to me, and I need to hear people, you know, let people hear me, and they're not hearing me, and then all of this stuff comes up, and then the past stuff comes up, and it's like, oh, and it's like, it comes out more. It comes out, all spills out all over your face, because your face is like, you know, you're making these faces.
So
you
the
know?
The first thing which goes off is your
expression. The face. It's like,
it actually changes completely the moment you have those negative
thoughts. It changes everything. Then, of course, my hands get started, and then I'm like, you know, and it's like, so, I have learned that when I feel these negative emotions come, and most of the time it's attached to the past, you know, because you want to solve it, and you want to get it right, and you want people to know, and you got all these things going through. It's like energy, like bing, 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 bing. So you want to get those things right. So the emotional part for me, I breathe. I go, it's not even a sigh, it's like in and out. Okay, Edna. That's
breathing
not
is
now.
A very, very good technique to stabilize your emotions.
Yeah.
It is something very, very effective. Yeah. So you're doing it perfectly right. That's what I can say.
I have to. I have to
because
this face is
bad. Because the first thing which changes when we become upset or angry
is
our breathing.
Yes. And we mostly feel that
heavily,
way.
We go red. We can feel the heat on our ear.
Yes.
All those are the symptoms that now you are going towards negativity.
And it's always the negative feelings that we have. The everything included. The face, the hand, you know, everything gets tense. You know, it's like, it's always
like a reflex action in your body.
And yeah, it does. And it's just like a reflective, it just reflects. Almost everything just kind of moves with it. Your mouth, you know, and start blurting things. So everything emotional that we have to like start to like really stop. It's like a second. It's really like a second, and you have to realize it. You gotta realize it. And you can't really check yourself later on. You know, you gotta check yourself now, and so that it doesn't, it's not perceived. You're not perceived a certain way.
Doesn't multiply, because that's what actually happens with negative feelings. Mm-hmm. One negative thought builds up the chain, one after the other, other after the other. You don't even know how deep you have gone in 10, 15 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely 100%.
Either you are cursing people, or you are cursing the world, or
absolutely.
You are hating everybody around you. And you are like, it's oh my God, my life is a mess.
Yes.
So 10 minutes before you were happy-go-lucky, 10 minutes you have decided your life is a mess.
It's like, what happened? Like, you go from 1 to 100. Like what happened? And then on your reflective time, when you reflect back, you're like, why did I do that? You know, you think about, why did I do that? Like, it's such a different feeling. Like, why did I do that, you know?
And actually, your whole day goes waste after that. Mm-hmm. You are not able to build back that energy.
You're not. You're not. So how do you get... So we talked about the vices, right? A lot of times, it's a combination of a whole lot of things together. You know that, right? It's a whole lot of things.
So see, what I suggest, a very, very simple technique
yes.
for anybody to come out of the negative emotions or mm-hmm. negative feelings which are pulling you down. The moment you feel that, write it down.
Right.
You have those small stick pads which we use for our office notes and important meetings. Use those. The moment you are having the first feeling, remembering some incident or some person, write it down then.
Right.
The moment you write it down, it is coming out of your mind on the paper.
Right.
And once you have written it out, then and there tear it off and put it in the dustbin. So here goes your negative feeling in the dustbin.
Right.
You should do that process as if you're actually flushing this out of your system.
Yeah.
Write it, tear it, put it in the dustbin.
Yeah.
You might have to do this like 50 times a day. Like ocean waves, they keep coming
they
and
keep
coming,
coming
and coming.
Like ocean waves. That was one of the techniques that I learned. That was one of the techniques I learned when I was going to therapy when I was younger. Is I had to write everything down, and then my therapist had a little hole in her backyard, and we burned everything. And I thought that was very good for my psyche to kind of see that, like, okay, I can handle it, you know, that way to end it, to get rid of it, you know, get rid of it, know that I don't have to use
because
that.
Because physically, when you do something, your mind gets a message that you're finishing that
right.
thing off.
And it's finished.
And
yes.
You actually have to fool your mind by saying that, yes,
Isn't it funny that we have all these things going, these guises that we're going, you know, that we have to deal with in order to work with negative emotions. It's easier when you're happy, you know, that's just like easy.
Yeah.
But the negative part, we really have so many guises, you know. Even, like, think about this. You know, if we get upset, some of us drink. Some of us say, you know, I've had a bad day with my, you know, husband. Let's all get the girls out together, and they start partying, you know. Or they smoke, or they gamble, you know. And all those become, like, bad habits that are only from the root cause of a negative emotion. It really
because
is,
they
right?
are not removing the actual cause. They are again going back in the same situation, dealing that. That's like a stopgap arrangement.
Oh.
For 15, 20 minutes or for a year, for 1-2 hours, you have moved out of that situation. But again, you are going back there.
Yeah, you're
that's
going back.
That's not a solution at all. That's again, you are fooling yourself that
yep.
things are going to be okay.
Yeah. And that's the worst thing you could say to yourself is it's going to be okay when you don't deal with it. You know, when you give it place to stay within you, there's no outlet for that, you know, and it stays there and it festers and then it changes your perspective and it changes your eating habits, it changes your drinking habit, and it changes your friend, your relationship. It changes everything. And just that
it
one little...
It changes the whole chemistry.
It does.
It
does.
You as a person completely. So it really affects.
It does. It has a major effect. So tackling the emotion, we said that we find out that, you know, after this whole situation, if you have a situation at work or something, or, you know, with your family member, you take a deep breath and you deal with where you are at that moment, right? And then you, doctor said to find the root of the negative emotion. What's really going on there? And then you write it down. And then you get rid of it.
The moment you write it down, it is like 50% off that anger, that frustration is gone.
Yes, yes.
There's one more simpler thing than this to do, you know? Even if you are a kind of a lazy person who doesn't want to write, doesn't want to pick up a pen, because in the mind, you'll again give this excuse to yourself, oh, I didn't have a pen at that time. Right. I didn't know where the paper was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an easier version to it. Just go, sit somewhere calmly in a quiet place and say it loudly.
Yes.
Whatever is the emotion.
Yeah.
You want to abuse someone, abuse. You want to shout, you shout.
Right.
You just put that emotion out loudly.
It
but
is.
In a quiet place, not in front of anybody.
Please, not in front of anybody because it'll be taken all wrong.
The best thing is you can either go to a washroom or you can go to a room in your house. Take that 10-15 minutes and say it loud.
Yes.
The moment you say it loudly, that energy comes out and it's gone.
Yes.
It's like when you're angry. Suppose I'm angry on my child and I really want to scold him. Till the time I will not scold him, I'll keep thinking about it in my mind.
Right.
But the moment I scold him, I'll be like, it's over.
It is.
It's the same process you do, but not in front of anybody.
Not in front of anybody. Accepting negative emotions isn't about accepting or excusing poor behavior, because we sometimes get that wrong, you know, because we've experienced things in the past and we're going through things and we behave badly, that doesn't excuse us. You know, they know what happened to me. You know, we'll say that, you know, they know what happened to me and I've had a bad past and I've had this happen to me before. It's about living in the now and accepting the emotion where it is, right, that point, but not from the past. We're talking about now sitting down and getting rid of that, you know. You can't do that always at work, but you want to breathe and stay in the now. This person is talking about what we're talking about now, not what I experienced years ago, but what I'm talking about right now.
I suppose everybody has a past. Everybody has bad moments. We all have moments.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Everyone has a past. And if we think that way, everyone has a past, not just you, I think that we'd be more sensitive to people and their plights, you know?
And sometimes when you give a space to a person who is negative, who is angry, that giving the time and space also helps that person calming down.
Right.
I mean, if a person is already in that anger state, just leave it like that. Just detach from that situation for some time. Move out of that situation, which is going to come instead of arguing at that time or shouting at that time, which is only going to add fuel to the fire.
Yes, only fuel. And fuel does nothing but make things worse, which you can't really come back from. At least if you have a facial expression, you can say, okay, I had that facial expression. And there's nothing wrong with coming back to that and saying, you know, I apologize, you know, about that feeling. A lot, we forget that part about how to be aware about our feelings. You know, I apologize that I said or did this. It wasn't something I wanted to do, and I just apologize. Non-intentional, you know. So it's important to say that as well, you know, because sometimes we all get upset and it has nothing to do with what we're doing. And it's when we get out of control that we really need to go back and make that. We can't make ourselves positive and the other person not positive or whole. Because we figured out what was wrong with us, right? Then the other person's like, what the heck is wrong with that person? Like, you know? So we got to make sure that we, you know, the whole situation's well.
To forgive and forget than to keep holding on to
Yes.
Because eventually it's going to harm you physically also and mentally also.
Oh, yeah.
And letting go is such an easy process.
Yes. Letting go is so, I'm telling you, when I heard about forgiving, right, and it has this whole list of things that you have to do, you know, and then you hear biblically, you know, religiously, and you get, it's just like the laundry list of things, and I didn't understand the concept until somebody said to me, just let it go. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, letting something go, like, what?
Let it go, why are you lying?
I'm invested into this thing, you know, like, they ought to pay, you know, I'm saying all these excuses. Yes. Yes, I have vested interest in this. What are you talking about? They're going to get it. I want revenge. I'm going ham, you know, and not realizing it was just the way that he said it was like, it, he, the way he said it was so simple, and I had to realize, let it go. All that negative vested energy that you have in vengeance and people not forgetting and making it difficult for them because they made it difficult for you. And, you know, that's nothing but your mind or your brain manipulating you into shallow feelings. That's it.
It's a very clever thing.
Yes, it's, that's all it is. And it makes you feel you can't. It's incredibly difficult to get over. You can't get over
them. Edna, people don't understand. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. If you forgive anybody, you are benefiting from it. It's not that the other person is getting the benefit.
It's not.
You are the one who get an advantage when you forgive and when you let go.
Right.
And people perceive it as if we are doing a favor to others to let it go. No, you're not doing that favor to others. You're going to live a better life if you let it go.
If you let it go. And, you know, it's important, like you said, Dr. Neelam, to consciously feel those feelings and be aware of them. But and more importantly, understand why you're having these emotions. And then, you know, yell them out. Because I used to get in my car. Girl, the car was my friend. And I used to get in the car and drive, just drive anywhere, and scream at the top of my lungs, you know, turn the music up, scream, just scream, all the negative things. And then when I thought about it, I was like, releasing it, not holding in, does something for your energy, and it also does something for your mind. It shocks it into saying, oh, they don't have that anymore, because they're like, they're not embracing it and hugging it and loving on it. They're literally, get it out of me. Get this out of me so that...
The more you give it away, the more your attachment towards that situation...
That is right. Right.
The impact of the situation on you reduces. So it's better to shout it out, write it down, whatever way it is comfortable
That's
for
right.
you. Because we don't want to be attached to that situation anymore.
You don't. You don't want that because it takes on a life, like we just said, takes on a life of itself. It attaches to everything in you, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and then you go and clamp onto someone else and expect them to heal that emotion or emotional negative emotion that you felt in the past, and that becomes a whole travesty in itself. And, you know, it's like it's a emotional. It's really bad. It really is. It's then, or you have children and expect them to heal that emotional gap in you, and it's bad. It's really bad.
You're looking for outside you to heal people. You are looking for outside resources to heal you.
Right.
Healing has to be from within. It cannot be from outside at all. Yes. People can only guide you, but the healing always comes from within. Because the damage is inside, not
it
outside.
Is.
So the healing also has to be inside, not outside.
Great word, damage. The damage is done inside, internally. It stays in you, that ugliness, that ugly emotion, negative emotion, finds a place to fester, and then it starts to destroy your body, emotionally,
and the more we talk
everything.
About it, the more we are giving food to that ugly emotion.
It is. We feed
Every
it.
Every time
feed
you
it.
Repeat that incident, you are giving food
Excellent.
And energy to that emotion.
Excellent. It's important that you said, like, we ought to get it out, right? Once we get it out, then we ought to constructively say what was that about, you know, and release that. But the more that we talk about the incident over and over, we become vindictive. We become, you know, the emotion is no longer trying to solve itself. It's more like want to create and find other people to join
it's
this
more
negative
like you're
thing.
Getting an excuse to get self-sympathy.
There you go. There you go. And you don't want to live that way.
It's not a healthy emotion at all.
No. It doesn't become emotion. You're right. It's no longer an emotion. It's something
it
else.
It's an excuse for you to get
yes.
that attention, get pity, and get that sympathy from others.
Yes. And it's so important to release those painful memories and the emotions, because you keep on repeating the same thing. And we don't want to repeat the same thing. I don't want to be next year the same position I was last year. You don't want all of that.
Joke. But in our life, we laughed at one joke, we forgot about it. So
yeah.
Why are we repeating bad incidents again and again?
and again and again and again. And you know what's so funny is, like, you know, when you meet your friend, you come talk to your friend, and you know you haven't seen them for a long time, and you say, "Hey," I said, "Oh, how you doing?" And they'll tell you the same thing. Then you come back the next time, you say, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" Da-da-da. I'm like, you ain't changed. Like, you're looking for what's going on. Address this. Yes, address it. Like, come on, let's address this. You know, I haven't seen you in years, and I saw you in the grocery store, and I stopped to chat, you know, and I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm going, it sounds a little bit like high school, you know. So I see you again, maybe a month later. How you doing? And I hear the same thing. I'm like, you have, this is when I have to go, I got to fix my face. Breathe that. No.
They
you know,
haven't moved in their life at all.
No, and I don't want that. I want my life to ever be evolving, because that's the way it's supposed to be. You have to evolve somewhere to be involved. You know, you can't just be in one area. You just
live
can't.
Live your life. Every moment of your life is precious. Don't just get stuck.
Yeah.
Live your life. Time is not going to wait for you.
No,
you might,
it's not.
You'll eventually not know. Also, your whole life is gone just thinking about that one incident.
Exactly. So your life is, you know, healing those negative emotions and feelings is so very important for your life. It's not for anyone else's life, like Dr. Neela said. It's not about that. It's about for you. How high do you want to go? How high in life and elevated in life do you really want to go? If you want to stay where you are, welcome to it. Don't get me involved. Don't say nothing to me about it. But if you want to stay there, that's your prerogative. But when it comes to negative emotions, it seems to grab people in, pull people in. You know, positive emotions, everybody wants to be on that.
Like, we keep changing our clothes every 6 months, every 1 year.
Yeah.
We don't stick on to our old clothes, right? But when it
sometimes
comes to the old emotions, why we stick on to that? Are they not old? Are they not outdated? Just throw them out?
Yeah, but you know what? Don't start with that subject, because that's a really good subject. People get stuck with in a time zone that they're happy with. Not time zone, era that they're happy with. So if I'm happy with the 60s and that made me happy, I'm going to wear 60s gear. Funny as it may look on me in the 2000s.
Think about it. You will never wear those old 60s clothes because you are not
the same shape.
With the trend, you want to be in fashion. So let the thoughts also be in fashion.
Yeah.
Let the thoughts also be lively in the present moment.
Yeah.
Just like the clothes.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I thank you for this, because this is really a good topic to kind of to work on, because we need to work on ourselves every day. And sometimes almost every hour, as you said, like 50 times a day, there's things going on. You know.
I'm kind of writing that and throwing it. And
You're writing it down. You're writing it down. You're writing it down. It's true. It's true. It's so very true. And, I, you know, Dr. Neelam, this is a great topic. I am truly excited about what we're going to be talking about in a few days. You know, I'm sad that you're going to be going away, but I'm happy that you're going away. So we won't see each other in April, because I'm going to Hawaii. So, but that's good. That's good. So I'm going to be speaking in Hawaii. So I'm excited. You're going to be speaking somewhere. So we're doing like amazing things. So we want to keep in touch. We really do. I mean,
that's what positivity and positive thinking is all
yes,
about.
You're absolutely.
Part of the world. You can stay connected.
I'm excited, because I wish I was there in India to go with you on your journey, your retreat.
We are having a retreat in Rishikesh from the 2nd to the 4th of April at the Holy River Ganga.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So this is known as the Ghats of Ganga, where we are going to have a 3-day detox program. I really wish I could have taken you there.
That's amazing.
And in my thoughts.
Yeah, and you're always in my thoughts, and I thank you so much for, you know, being here and on Keeping It Real on Purpose. And you've been a great addition. So I'm excited about where it's leading to in the near future. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Conversation that point to your power.
Real people.
Yeah, real people. Topics about mindfulness, health, as you hear, and healing, conscious living, personal transformation, emotional intelligence, spirituality, life purpose, and wellness in every aspect of your life, your career, or your business. All you have to do is bring your fullest self for thought-provoking talks with me, Edna J. White, and Dr. Neelam Patwani. We thank you for being here.
Just live in the moment and enjoy your life.
Absolutely. On that note, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
The holidays are about giving something truly special. I'm Martha Stewart, and I believe the best gifts aren't just beautiful. They're useful every single day. Lennox has brought timeless beauty and lasting quality to our tables for generations. And their Lennox Spice Village is the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself. It's more than a spice rack. It's a charming collection of hand-painted houses that turn ordinary spices into extraordinary experiences. Imagine cinnamon from a tiny Victorian cottage or oregano from a pastel townhouse. Suddenly, a simple meal becomes a moment to savor. Because spices can be more than ingredients. They can inspire memories, warmth, and joy all year long. Give a gift that lasts beyond the holidays. Discover the collection at lennox.com/spicevillage.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.